Ukrainians have headed to polling stations to elect a new president for the next 5 years. People face a tough choice with a record number of 39 candidates running. Yet, according to polls, only three of them have a real chance to get to the runoff. Comedian and actor Volodymyr Zelensky, ex-premier Yulia Tymoshenko and incumbent president Petro Poroshenko. Zelensky has been leading the race, polling at about 25%. Experts say the rating of the political novice is people's protest against the hypocrisy of the political elites.
One thing is clear. When 300 lawmakers vote for some constitutional amendments to join the EU and the NATO, but the majority of people is against the amendments, there's something wrong. Voting for Zelensky is a way for the majority to express its protest.
Meanwhile, many people on the streets maintain that the vote is a moment of truth for Ukraine's pro-Western leadership.
I expect the next president to push us further towards Europe. The people's minds have already started changing, and I would like to see the trend keeps going on.
I hope for justice, better living standards and peace, just like everybody else does in Ukraine.
Almost 90,000 Ukrainian observers have registered to monitor the polls. In addition, 2,300 international observers have arrived in Ukraine for the election.
We have 12 polling stations to check today, and we have been in 7 yet, and everywhere it's perfect and very calm.
Accusations of vote rigging have been flying around since the very start of this election campaign. Recent polls suggest that about 80% of Ukrainians fear a vote rigging. Some experts believe that the civic organizations and observers will play a special role in lending legitimacy to the election.
People don't trust the authorities, but they trust non-governmental organizations. So it's very important to have election observers, independent exit polls, and double counting of votes.
Ukrainians are voting in 72 countries, with the glaring exception for Russia, home to one of the largest Ukrainian diaspora. Earlier, Kyiv chose not to open the polling stations there, citing security concerns. Lena Savchuk, Press TV, Kyiv.